This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Knock it nice. Off.
Right. Just even the start of the show, just...
It's a pleasure to be here with you as well.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Jim is on his way to New York City.
New York City?
I was
going to
do that,
too. You remember that commercial?
No,
that's really?
Salsa commercial?
Remember the...
Pace Picante?
Pace Picante sauce from San Antonio, not from people in New York City.
New York City?
I do not remember that commercial.
Wasn't it with Chichi Rodriguez?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
I think Chichi was in that, I believe.
Wait a minute. Right. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait. I know something that Mino doesn't.
Maybe.
Ding, ding. Thank you.
Oh, that was
very
a quick bell.
But also, we're
what
sitting
is
here.
This?
What do you got there?
She looks like Angela Davis. Do you remember Angela Davis?
My
no one remembers Angela Davis. She had the biggest afro in the world. So they did. No, leave it on. I kind of like that.
Yeah, I've never looked better.
So
how rude.
Just so you know, that's what they do with it every night when Pete's on the air. You see, that is the mayor's mic condom, as we call it.
In the biz.
And they
look
put
like
it
a
on
band.
Your, they put it on
like,
your head.
No, you know, you look like one of those British guards at the palace.
There you go.
Oh, I do.
if you're like, what are they talking about? You can go to Facebook right now and search for Mino and the Mayor. The
oh,
video's
my gosh.
There.
Look at my,
I like it.
Can you set it on the desk over there, Nikki, so that we can see it. Toward John. Yep.
I'm John.
Drop it down.
I'm John.
Drop it down. Yep, slide it toward John. Slide it toward your... Now drop it right there. See what I'm talking about? We can leave her right in front of there.
I wonder if it's possible that anybody's going to start the day with a bigger insult than you gave me right before we went on the air. How is it possible for some of you... You go, hey, oh my gosh, this is a great day. You know, today is the biggest day for, like, you know, drinking and eating and things. People going out. And so it's like, I love this day.
Until today.
Until my day... I got up early just for you, Nikki.
I know. I walked in and you were like...
I'm fixing my hair.
He was in early this morning.
Early.
I thought it was you and it was him.
Yeah. So I thought we needed to show prep and things like that.
And then
we're having a conversation about somebody. And I go, ugh, that person's full of himself. That person's more full of himself for no apparent reason than anybody know. And you go, hey, pot calling the kettle black. It's like, what? Where did that... Where did that come from?
Why do you take such offense to that? How do you think? Why do you think I was talking about you?
I think I'm the pot.
Maybe, perhaps. Anywho.
All right. So good morning, Nikki. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good to see you. Happy heading into the Thanksgiving weekend thingy.
Guess what?
What?
I'm thankful for you.
No, you're not.
As I am. Yes, I am.
All right, fine.
Stop it.
I'm thankful for Todd.
No doubt.
Todd is the best. Why is the floor wet, Todd?
I don't
know, Margot.
I have a sweater like that. I was going to wear it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to wear it around Christmas.
Oh, I will.
All right. You have to wait until we've turned the page.
Yes.
Yeah. From Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are we invited to Jim's party?
I don't know because he's mentioned it, but now it's kind of, he's gone silent.
Right? Yeah, really silent. And I thought he mentioned one time he might have two of them, I think kind of for the help, like we are,
like,
and like the cool people.
I know Michael Friedman from Simple Life has been invited, but he hasn't gotten the date yet.
Correct.
Okay.
So I think.
Well, Mike would be at the cool people's
party.
Right,
right. Not the one that we're invited to.
Not the help.
We'll have summer sausage and cheese. They'll have like caviar.
And be like, 9 o'clock, everybody out. Let's go. Everybody out. Let's go.
Like all of a sudden he raises the lights. They get really bright.
Seriously, last year, that's almost the way it was.
Come on.
There was a sign up.
He plays Matchbox 20 closing time.
He had Milton Chase people out.
he went around crazy. And put sausages in everybody's
shoes. Yeah. So I don't know. I could see us as having, we might have to have our own.
We will be having a company party.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. Well, a station.
That's in like
locally,
January or that.
Northeast Wisconsin, yeah.
Just our station.
Yeah. Oh, not the Madison one?
We're not going to do
that. Didn't we go to Madison last year?
You guys did, yeah.
That's where we got the speeding ticket, right?
Yeah.
You
guys went to Wisconsin Dells, right? It was in
really?
Wisconsin
yeah.
Dells, yeah.
Kohlrabi.
Kalahari.
I said that that way the other day too, and Julie Crick. It's like
you know the great water park, the Kohlrabi. Yeah.
That's why I totally want to call it that. What is it?
I have a toddler boyfriend that's their big joke with my spouse. What's your favorite vegetable, Rob? Kohlrabi.
You have a toddler boyfriend. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Well. When they're like four and they think the world of me. I'm a big hit with the toddlers. I have rendered Mino speechless.
In fact, when she turned in her resume, it said, I'm big with the toddlers right at the top.
And
I said, hired.
Because that's
the demographic
absolutely.
We need.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow.
To work with John Mino, absolutely.
I have not. Wow. Aw. That's my Mino.
Exactly.
Oh. That's a great name for an 80s sitcom.
That's my Mino. Yep. Also, Meals with Mino.
Yeah.
That I was going to do. I still want to do that one.
Well, yes, but that actually sounds like you're the charity.
No, Meals, not Meals for Mino. Meals with Mino.
Somehow you'll turn it into.
You know what I ate? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm trying to go all protein. So I haven't been eating any sandwiches. Because normally I'm notorious just sandwiches. I love sandwiches. I just love sandwiches.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just, a good sandwich to me is as good as a steak. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Nothing screams Negani like your love and adoration for sandwiches.
Have you ever been to Negani?
I've driven through it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say no because I wanted to pull the Mike Holmgren or Mike Sherman thing on you. Didn't think so. Remember that one about Cape Cod?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever been to Cape Cod, John? No. Didn't think so.
That's pretty spot on. What's he up to?
I don't think anything. I think when I had Mark Daniels in here, he interviewed him, but I think he lives in Texas now and I will say this. He walked away from Texas A&M with a lot of money.
Oh.
Like a real nice.
Shocker.
All those coaches do these days.
That math hurts my head.
I just saw where I felt bad for this one coach because he's been around for, he's like, I think he's the oldest coach in college football, Mack Brown at North Carolina, and he just got fired. Okay. Oh. And it's like, and that's like, he will still receive $5 million a year for the next 3 years. It's like, I feel so bad for that guy.
Well, again.
$5 million for
not
$5 million,
coaching
not doing
you.
Anything. Yes. We'll pay you to not coach.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Ouch.
I want to be paid to not do anything. Would Civic pay me to not show up here?
Well, maybe. You're about as close as you can get.
Okay.
That, right?
I'll take that.
Very fine line.
I'll take that.
So close.
Today is Drinksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what's weird? When I keep looking at the date, it seems like Thanksgiving should have been like a week ago or something.
I know.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
This seems like so late for Thanksgiving.
It's also late next year. So consider yourselves warned.
It's Jukebox Day. I bought a jukebox one time at an auction and it never worked. So disappointing.
Now it's just an antique, just hanging out?
I put it out by the curb and somebody took it.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm. I always wanted a jukebox. So didn't you when you were a kid
whatever? Remember Country Kitchen?
Did you? Oh, yeah. They had the little ones?
Yes!
I tried getting one of those. The one in De Pere, on Main Street in De Pere, when it was closing. I knew the guy who owned it, and he was going to be selling out. Did they tear it down or turn it into a bar or something?
Is that what Sidekicks is?
Might be.
By that footprint, I think my
okay. But anyway, I tried so hard getting one of those.
I had no
idea. And he was
going to
give me one. And then I think he found out that if you advertise those, you can get like huge money for those. But I always wanted one of those in a booth.
I loved that.
Loved those. Actually, Sopranos.
Yeah.
Final episode. They go to that little place for the onion rings. And Tony puts a quarter in the little jukebox on the thing.
Spoiler alert. Don't. I haven't watched it. I haven't watched it.
I was just going to say the song.
Oh, what is it?
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. No,
don't. Stop. Mm. It's like a campaign song.
Yeah.
It's been turned into it.
Mm-hmm. It was. Bill Clinton used that.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yep. He did.
Yeah.
Well, good job. Good job.
Thank
Way
you.
To take my idea, Bill.
I did not steal that song from my
look?
Campaign.
What is that look on your face at me right now?
I know I have no look. Oh, what?
Like,
I'm
wow.
No look.
What did I?
Well, no, I don't think that spoils anything. I don't think it spoils anything.
How many seasons are there?
I don't know. I do not know.
Like a lot.
I don't know. Michael says, all I know about Jim's party is it's catered and going to be very special.
Allegedly.
Michael.
Yeah, we're not going to go. We're not going to be invited to the catered party.
You know what we should do? We should just go like stand on the sidewalk. Just stand there.
Heckler.
Say hello to people walking in.
We could pretend to be carolers.
I was just going to say we could carol. And he
yeah,
would love
we could.
It, John, if you showed up singing at his party, that he would love
that
it.
That is, I like that idea.
Maybe you could sing happy birthday to Bill Nye, 68. He's the science
guy.
Oh,
the science guy.
Yeah.
Boy, he's one of those guys that has seemed 68 for like 20 years.
I thought he'd be older.
Yeah, me too.
I'm taking a
just like
line
old,
right
you ever
out
see
of your
pictures
book.
Of the old Packer players from the glory years?
Ooh, yeah.
Like Henry Jordan looked 62 when he was like 29. What is it about those guys that look so
Vince
old?
Vince Lombardi? Absolutely.
He was only 53 when he died. Vince Lombardi. Does that seem like he would have been 70s? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Vicky says, I heard Jim's having linens and
in fine
china.
You know it.
Mm-hmm. Got another text here. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Aww.
You too.
We do have the best listeners.
The best. The best.
My favorite.
Yes.
My favorite listeners.
Yeah. Mino and Nick had some good listeners.
I mean.
We had some good listeners. I mean, but they were out there.
But now you've got Mino and Nikki.
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 Mino and Nikki.
So your former Nick.
Yes.
When we co-host together, we call it Big Nick Energy.
Big Nick, Nick. Energy.
Yep.
Okay. He's not big.
No.
He does have energy.
Yep.
Okay, so a little...
But no, it's the Nick. It's us. It's the collective. It's
of the Knicks.
Nick and Nikki. It's...
Yeah. Yeah, I got that part.
You should not just... No. We shouldn't do
I
that.
Weave?
Nope.
Yeah, I weave. By the way, Michael said that he has a plus one on his invite, so he'll take us as his posse.
All three of us?
Yeah,
oh, I
as
like
his
it.
Plus one. I'm sure nothing would upset the mayor
Thank
more
you,
than...
Oh, my God. I would love to see that face. I'm not going to lie. Us walking in?
Yeah. Let's
because
do it.
That's exactly
no,
what
I got
you're
this wrong. That's not
do.
The song. That's not the song. That's like, stop that song. Stop the song.
Yeah.
Stop the song. Just a city boy. Born and raised in South Detroit.
Small town girl?
Don't stop believing.
Don't stop believing.
As opposed to don't stop believing.
No, don't stop from Fleetwood Mac. He was thinking
oh,
of this
oh,
song.
Oh, oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh. Gosh. There's so much.
Ta!
What was that?
I don't know.
Cringe. But keep listening.
Here you go.
Just a small town girl.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back! Filling in for Jim, who's heading to the Big Apple today here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, and the Civic Media app worldwide. Got a text here. Mino and Nick listeners were out there? Ouch, John. Ouch.
That hurts.
Yeah, trust me. They're okay with it.
Look at it. I love the next text.
Okay, I was wrong by a couple of years. Vince Lombardi was 57. 57 when
so
he died.
So he was...
Ish, 50.
Ish. I thought he, yeah, absolutely. Oh. I absolutely thought he was at least mid to high 60s.
Yes, absolutely.
At the youngest.
You know those glasses you bought me are kind of Vince Lombardi glasses.
Yep.
Aren't
bit,
they, Todd?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had a
I think
pair
if I wore
of...
a fedora in those glasses, I would look a lot like Vince Lombardi.
Okay, so.
You look something.
When
yeah.
The, when the mayor had his... the gig at the Northland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had blue light blocking glasses that I that had the wire rims and stuff that like that? I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
That's where we were still vacationing.
All right.
But.
Whoa. Back up. Before you left, I kept saying, wow, that's a great vacation. And you kept saying, no, it's work. It's a seminar. It's a conference. It's not a vacation. It's work.
He may have found
Todd, you remember that?
A chink in your armor. Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Yeah. It's okay. Fine. All right. We did both. We went early.
It's fine.
And how did I explain you to my mother?
Like an older brother you never wanted to have? Wow. Okay.
I even text Todd now.
Yeah.
With the bell sign. Ding, ding, ding.
I like that. I give you credit for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I get credit.
Today is Craft Jerky Day. I'm going to make 2025, one of my goals, I'm making my own jerky.
Ooh.
What?
Here in your place?
Maybe.
Because
what's wrong with
it's going to smell.
I don't think so. Does it?
Have you ever?
No.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to make my own jerky and my own dried fruit. I want to carry little baggies of dried fruit and stuff like that with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What movie? Yeah, what movie? What do you got there? A bag of bacon? Yeah. So old bleeps like you don't give me a hard time because I'm on the Atkins diet.
What is that? I have no idea.
Billy Bob Thornton. It was the remake of Bad News Bears.
Oh.
I would have thought you would have seen that. I thought you saw every baseball movie ever.
But not the remake. Billy Bob Thornton kind of
scares
me. I'm
watching a show he's in right now that is...
Are you watching the one that sounds like Lamband? The one after Yellowstone?
Yeah, Landman.
Landman. But every time it promos, doesn't it sound like Glamband?
Yeah. But is that intense?
Is it?
Wow. You know who's in it? You know what's funny? When you have a young actress... Was like smoking hot, okay.
Who is that girl?
Okay, I can't think of her name.
Okay.
But then you don't see her for like 25 years, and it's like, is that, you know what I mean? Now she's like somebody's mom type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the girl from Varsity Blues with the whipped cream.
Ah!
Her.
Oh my gosh.
She plays Billy Bob Thornton's like ex-wife.
Really?
Yeah.
That's her?
Yeah.
Whipped cream bikini girl?
Yes.
Can you fact check this, please, Todd?
I'm looking it up right now.
You mean my word's not good enough for you there?
I mean, I know your mind is a steel trap, and you would absolutely.
Allie Larder?
Yes. Can you put up her picture for the Knickster here?
I will look her up here.
Caroline Kennedy, 68 today. Robin Gibbons, 59. All right.
Wait, Robin Gibbons. Who am I thinking of?
That's Mike Tyson's ex, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But who's the Good Morning America?
Robin Gibbons, I believe.
Gibbons.
Yeah.
Okay, there she is.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. But see, really? She's like all grown up now, and I think she's like 48. I know.
Not that there's anything
she's
wrong with
18 in varsity. You know what I mean? It seems like that wasn't that long
How
ago.
How come she's cuter
right
as an adult?
Right on the money on the age, by the way.
So thank you. Thank you, Todd.
Starting to get a little creepy.
Thank you, Todd.
Well, I bet his...
She looks great.
She does. She's cuter now than she was in Varsity Blues.
I don't.
I mean, and that's saying a lot.
I know.
Since her wardrobe was a whipped cream bikini.
I don't want your life.
Bubba.
Whatever happened to him? James Van Bleek. What was his name?
Oh, he
James
had Vanderbleek.
Vandenbeek.
He has like a whole flock of children. Several children.
Okay.
Like at least five.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
Doesn't he have something wrong with him? Does he have cancer or something? Seems like one of those actors from that era came out that...
He's got a diagnosis of some sort.
Yeah. And he's now saying that he like just blew it off for years. And
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Guys would never do that, would they?
No, not at all.
Colorectal cancer.
Yeah, that's him.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And it's a big
But
later
I think he
scene.
Does say, you know, get... You know, you think he's, you know, really big
Colonoscopy.
Into that now.
You got to get that done.
Yeah.
I just blew mine off this year.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, the good news is girls can't get prostate cancer, can they, John?
You know what? They're still researching that. Okay,
where?
I don't know all the parts of a person's body, okay? I had general science, okay?
Not general biology.
Wow.
Noted.
Wow.
Did you spend extra time in movie quotes and random factoids?
Name me a quarterback. I'll tell you when to school.
Oh, oh, dear, yeah, that guy. I went to school with his brother.
He's a jerk. We got Mark Houston, Bellin Sports Medicine, coming in today.
He does know all of the parts of the body.
Every one of them. You can quiz him.
I will.
Maybe we will.
Maybe we shall.
Prepare, Mark.
Tom Rickle from Bay Area Realty coming in for Ben and Deanna. Will Koch, and something very important here, talk about veteran suicide awareness during the holiday season. Very important thing. And Pat Tracy, of course, from Discover Oshkosh, who is one of the best spokespersons you'll ever find for an area.
He's got high energy.
I mean,
I
he brings it. I mean, it's. Have you ever, like, hung around Oshkosh or downtown?
Not in 20 years.
You'd be shocked.
20 plus.
You'd be shocked at the cool little shops and restaurants and coffee shops and things.
Yeah, I've browsed down there, but not like I used to. Mabel Murphy's and...
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like a rougher crowd.
Didn't that burn down, right?
A bit of a rougher crowd there next door?
Yes.
And then what was the bar on the same side of the street, but the next block? Like,
there's a bunch of them.
I know.
Calhoun
Beach Club. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was all college.
If those walls could talk.
You don't need the walls. I talked to a bartender there about you one time.
No chance.
Just
no
being chance. Honest. You never know. Mine on the next there. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mr. Mayor is on his way to New York City.
New York City?
Okay, I have to tell you, I don't like those glasses.
Thank you.
Not those. The other ones are better, John. The big.
Thank you.
Yeah, those.
They're both big.
Yeah, but those, for some reason.
You know, I feel like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when he used to wear goggles. Remember when he got a detached retina or something?
Go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what comes to mind.
Mino, you remind me of Kareem.
You know all the times you've been told that.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot. Okay, we got some Thanksgiving facts and trivia. A turkey miscalculation birthed the first TV dinner, says the Smithsonian Institute. How much money do those people make, huh? What we got here? We got, I'm heading to Oshkosh this morning to buy some Huggies.
No, Hughes.
Hughes candy. Yeah, keep those glasses on.
Some Huggies!
I thought that's
Hughes what, homemade candy.
That's because these glasses, they throw everything out of perspective.
Anyway.
Go ahead and read it.
It's the one made in their home basement and now also being used to make a chocolate beer combo.
Mm.
No better candy anywhere in Wisconsin.
So
there'll be a line down their driveway by 9 a.m.
Really, really cool.
William.
It's this house, right? And literally
we talked about that, right?
In the backyard. Is Lisa Hale's house.
Oh, no
so
kidding.
So she literally can walk from her back door to Hughes. It's like literally just.
Does
Huggies
he know she keeps tarantulas? How many of one of those babies got loose?
I don't know.
Have you seen my tarantula? Yeah.
She doesn't sound like that at all.
She does
all.
Too.
A little bit.
No, Lisa?
Not like that.
Oh, she's got the greatest little accent.
Well, that wasn't the greatest little accent, though. Yep. Oh, this thing.
Hi, Lisa. How are you? Well, I'm good. I lost my tarantula. If you happen to see him, could you give me a quick call, please?
You His name sound is like Harry. You belong on an animated series on Fox with that
playing
southern,
a southern guy.
Yes.
All right.
A beloved southern neighbor.
Okay.
That just.
Well, when I moved south, you know my goal. I'm going to live in a trailer in Mississippi. That's my great. Honest to God goal.
That's a goal?
And drive a pickup truck.
And Jim and I will bet on how long before the tornado hits your place.
I will take the under on that bet.
I'm just saying, that's my goal in life. I've always wanted to move to Alabama or Mississippi.
Why?
I don't know why.
I don't know, because I was big fans of both football teams. And I stopped, I loved Alabama when Bear Bryant was the coach. And I've never liked
my face right now.
But I've always been a Mississippi fan because of Archie Manning back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. So.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Let me know when I can plan your retirement.
Buddy. Okay.
John Minos has been relocated. Might be Tuesday.
Vicksburg, Mississippi. Mino, are you there?
Hattiesburg from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Let me talk to a southerner. Hey, y'all. I'm having a good time down here. I love Mississippi. What do you think?
They're like, what's with the Yankee trying to pull off a southern
I'm
going to
have me a crawfish sandwich today.
No. Yeah. You just, what? No more Sammy's, you
oh,
said.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. All right, you're right.
Michael just said John would be a great addition to Hee Haw.
I met Barbie Benton one time.
Who's that, John?
Barbie Benton?
Yeah.
She was married to Hugh Hefner, and she was one of the Hee Haw girls. That's where he discovered her.
The only girl from Hee Haw I remember is Minnie Pearl with the tags.
Okay. One of the girls married Elvis, I believe.
Well, she was a Linda Thompson.
Linda Thompson.
Was a girlfriend. I don't know if they got married.
Right.
Yep.
Was she with him when he died that night, though?
They were together at the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Elvis?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Elvis. Phyllis George. Hear of Phyllis George?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was one of them. I mean, a bunch of them made it like big.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I love that show.
Oh my gosh. Don't put down.
No. I loved Hee Haw.
Okay.
I watched it,
okay.
But I was so young.
So was I.
Aggressively young.
Aggressively young.
Like a baby.
A baby.
A baby.
I don't know nothing about birthing no babies. I during the break, I could tell you a terrible joke.
But
that's
sure
going to
you
make
could.
You laugh. I heard it from a comedian last night. It was terrible. I'm Hank Noshka. Oh, this one. I'm Hank Noshka.
We did that. We did that, John.
I was going to read it the right way. Oh. Hughes?
Hughes. Yeah. Like Hugh
like
Hefner.
Like Hugh Hefner.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you pronounce his name
Hughes? But he had it spelled wrong.
No, it's spelled correctly.
So they sell candy?
They make all their candy in this
house.
Out
of a basement.
Out of their they do the candy in the basement, I believe. Sell it out of their house.
So I've driven around Greater Oshkosh looking for Hughes, and it's very subtle.
It's
like
there's a neon sign in the window, and that's all you would know that it's Hughes candy.
But if it's not lit,
it's a house.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Like a typical what kind of house? Bungalow style.
It's a two story.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. What? I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm taking away from you hearing your voice.
Bungalows generally are one story. Thank you.
Craftsman.
Thank you, Todd.
Well,
if?
Farmhouse, craftsman, maybe, you know, just that typical.
Adjacent.
Yeah.
Adjacent.
So anyway.
Well, this is going well.
Lisa, yeah. Lisa, by the way, said that she's going to listen back to the podcast to hear your impression of her, and she'll let you know how she feels about it.
Thank you. I think she's going to feel good.
Yeah, right. I can't wait.
I think she's going to feel fantastic.
I think
good.
She could do that before 8:50 in
so
our final
segment. I never. Oh, first of all, Todd. It'd be great to get them on if we have time. Give them a call.
Hughes?
Yeah.
If they're up.
They're busy.
Huge for them.
Well, also, we're going to be in Oshkosh on Tuesday.
Maybe that's
I'll
right.
See if
we'll
they
just
can come and see us.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the place.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd very much like to see the place. Okay,
Tuesday.
So your Hawaiian trip, you never told us a single thing about it. Did you belly board or whatever it's called? Or
I snorkeled.
Did you? Well, that's cool.
A couple times. Amazing.
All right.
Yep. Husband, not so much.
All right.
Because the ocean is large and in charge.
Okay.
So while he was doing business, then I would snorkel.
Wow.
What
did you see? Cool stuff?
Yes. Again, have you ever snorkeled? No. Todd?
I have not.
So.
I was going to.
Mm-hmm.
In Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Went on one of those little boats they take you out.
Yes.
And Dom was only like 5 or 6, 7, maybe.
Okay.
And I had him do it.
Oh, good.
And I thought about doing it, but I can't swim. And I didn't know if it would work wearing a life jacket, if I could still, float. And I was very afraid
that's what a life jacket does.
Job of the life jacket.
No, okay. I didn't know if I could stay prone in a life jacket or if I just keep bobbing up, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It does seem
defeats the purpose
very
of snorkeling.
Complicated for you.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking if they could put some
that
on my
big melon of yours, I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, dig number two of the morning.
Not even into the second hour of the show. No.
Nikki two, Mino zero. I'm just going to keep track this morning.
Yeah, but when he fights back, he's going to hurt my feelings and probably make me cry.
No.
I'm here for it.
Todd Michaels.
Todd. So anyway... But what I'm saying is, do you think I could have floated?
Yes.
I felt really bad.
Do you know
I
that my salt
son
water?
I send my son into the ocean, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you just stayed on the boat?
Yeah. The tour guide took care of him, though. She was really, really nice.
So salt water makes you more buoyant.
That's what I've heard.
So you do, so there you got that going for you.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
My body fat was pretty low back then, though, so they say that you don't float as much then.
Well, can't say that word.
Yeah.
But it's amazing.
What are you drinking, by the way? What is that?
Just a protein water.
Okay.
Protein, anyway. All right. Anyway. But it's like you're swimming in a fish tank. So my only fish tank experience, right, is when you're at the doctor's office and you've always got that token fish tank with the brightly colored Finding Nemo fish. But here you
are. I've never seen an aquarium in a doctor's office in my life. Todd, have you?
Not really.
Nope.
What?
I don't know what you're thinking of. There are no doctor offices with aquariums.
I'll take you. At 9:04, we will march directly to De Pere, where there is a fish aquarium.
In the doctor's office.
A fish aquarium is also very redundant.
Yep. In the doctor's office, there's an aquarium.
100%. In the waiting room.
All right.
What kind of doctor is this?
Yeah.
A pediatrician.
Okay.
Well, that makes okay. That's different.
Well, that's... Yes,
I mean, not everybody's been to a pediatrician.
Not everybody can say it.
Not exactly. A pediatrician. Not everybody's been to one of those.
How many children do you have?
A lot.
And then you've never been to the pediatrician?
No.
That looks bad on you.
You know, they're just really healthy.
No, they still needed immunizations.
All right, whatever. Fine.
But it just feels like, so while snorkeling, it just takes you out of everything. First of all, the fact that you sent your son into the ocean, and the toughest part about becoming comfortable snorkeling is the mouthpiece, and you have to breathe.
I couldn't do that.
Well, but then if you goof it up,
that's what I mean.
Intake salt water. So yeah. You sent your beloved son in with a perfect stranger. But anyway, your Father of the Year award will have
is
that
on its way.
Rescinded.
Okay. I think that was a life-changing moment for him where it's like, look at me, I'm in the ocean and my dad's not here, my mom's not here. I'm doing this on my own. I'm very proud of myself. Help make him a man.
Well, we will get him on the phone as well.
Well, I think we should. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
But it's beautiful.
I know. That's what everybody says. I would love, love, love to do it.
And not just like one or two fish here or there, like entire schools of fish. We're talking all of a sudden 30, 40 fish. I thought they would be freaked out because I'm not the only one snorkeling either in these reef areas. There's others and they're just kind of going about their business, but they also don't look freaked out by us. But just to be part of that world for a few moments was
I bet
just kind of humbling.
But do they make, you know what, I wish they made like a full body suit, like a wetsuit that was like buoyant. I would do that. If they could just wrap me up in something like that, I could float face down then. But I don't think I could keep, like I said, prone in water with just a life jacket on.
You are making it more difficult than it actually is. It's much simpler than,
really?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Even for you.
Okay, I had an incident. I'll be honest with you. I had an incident in Jamaica with this Rastafarian guy.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. Here we
go.
Was
there rum involved?
Possibly. But we went on one of those little excursions. And
as you do.
I wanted to try to snorkel. Well, he only had the one mask and the one snorkel. So he just rinsed it out in the water and gave it to me. So I did it. I tried doing it, okay? And we're in the water, him and I. And I kind of panicked and grabbed him around the neck. Yeah.
Did you tip him at the end of the trip?
I think so.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I did. Norman.
Yeah.
So that's why I was worried being on this tour.
Okay.
And I'm the host of the tour. It's the exact thing. You know what I mean?
So
it's like, yeah.
Funny that they know that you don't know how to swim and they send you to an island. Tell me more. Huh.
That is a good point.
Oh,
yeah. Minor, you got to try the snorkeling. You'll love it.
No, I swear to God, these cement blocks, they're really helpful.
Burke, don't worry, he's not coming back.
You'll have a show. You'll have Murph. It'll be fine.
Yeah, Murph. You got Nick in the bullpen. Ready to go. Yeah, that could happen.
I don't think anybody will miss him.
But I wish I still had the video because we actually had the little video cam. You know, it was one of those things.
Yeah.
And we still had that, Rastafarian's eyes were just like huge.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably went back and had a little bit more of.
He may have had a little ganj that day.
A little. Maybe a
Let
little
me
bit.
Tell you about this tourist.
No.
What?
That's like that? Quickie Mart.
That's an Indian accent, I believe.
No, that was
Quickie Mart from The Simpsons.
That was a Rastafarian.
No.
No, Mon.
Mon.
Mon. No. That wasn't it? No.
No.
Okay. All right.
You got it. Yeah. Sharpen the pencil.
I'm going to work on that.
By sending you to the islands.
All right. Mark Houston is in the house, which is always a pleasant sight. He brings bagels. Because he's a good guy. Because he's a nice guy. Your people don't bring anything.
Best.
Your people don't bring anything.
Mine?
Yeah.
Who are my people?
You got people. You
like me.
You got people. They don't bring much.
Wow.
I'm just being honest.
Not that they would now that you call them out.
All right. We got Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine coming up. My neck is still... I got to get some more of that balm.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Rickle, Bay Area Realty, Will Koken, the United States Army, and Pat Tracy from Discover Oshkosh.
Love it.
Back after this. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. So I can't sleep at night.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Look, roll that beautiful bean footage.
What kind of footage?
Bean. Remember that commercial?
Yeah, from Bush's Beans, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Why did you say that?
Well,
we're looking at this picture. Is that them making candy in the picture we have up?
Yes.
Is that chocolate or caramel, do you think?
That's Hughes. I'm not sure, to be honest with you, but William texted that in.
Wow.
Thanks, William.
Can you imagine how good that entire house must
smell?
Like, constantly?
Oh, so then if you go to Lisa's, does... it smell good in the neighborhood?
I think on certain days when they're making it, yeah.
Where is there a chocolate factory around here that used to smell like phenomenal when they were making certain things?
Through cheese.
No, I don't think so. It was somebody else.
Oh, is it right, the one down the street?
I don't know. Berenstain's? Berenstain's? Maybe.
Good
Hi,
stuff.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
By the way, we got this. Todd, tell Nikki. Charay's Ghana-style brittle. Peanut Biddle. We had this guy in here. We were so impressed with him.
Yeah, I was sorry.
Oh, my gosh. From Ghana. And they make everything like from Ghana and everything. It's so good. You can't believe it. That's his peanut brittle.
Yeah.
You got to try that.
And his tagline is that it doesn't stick to your teeth.
Yes.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Can I help?
Absolutely.
Do it. Yeah.
Because I've got some stuff up top.
We've seen you brushing your teeth in the office.
For the record... it's not brushing my teeth. It's using a wisp. They're Colgate wisps, and it's just to freshen up. Mm. And so it's like one of those little pickers.
Yeah.
And then a breath freshener. There was no foam. There was no spittle. There was no...
Were you doing it in a mirror?
Yes.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I
was. No, you weren't. You're doing it right out here in that lobby. You can eat that whole thing? Try some, Mark. See if it sticks to your teeth. Good.
What? The ASMR people are going through the roof right now.
Yeah.
The who?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew that was going to come.
The who? Who's ASMR?
People that enjoy listening to sounds.
Yep.
I've never heard of this
before. Of things.
I never heard of this. You know what I'd like to get, though? I can tell you what I'd like to get. I'd like to get one of those things, the music thing, when you're going to sleep, and it's like a storm, you know, rain hitting the roof. I want to get something like that.
White noise?
Yeah, I do that
at night.
Do you?
There's tons of apps.
But what do you play it on?
Your phone.
But when your phone's going to go dead all night.
You're charging it.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
It's good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Not bad. You better believe it.
It's delicious.
It's on our new diet, right, Mark?
Oh, yeah. There's no carbs. No carbs. It's not a sandwich.
Is there any peanut in here?
There's some peanut in there.
It's all ground up.
It's real stuff. Yeah.
It's not chunky. Yeah.
So Mark Houston, Balanced Sports Medicine, joining us in the house. You know, Mark, I was thinking about you when I was up at Deer Camp.
Aww.
Yeah.
Because there are so many ways to get hurt when you're out in the woods and at a camp and things like that. It's just kind of, because I was using the chainsaw a bunch, and it's like, well, if this slips, and then one morning it was real frosty, and just step out on the porch, whoa, just about gone there. Three people have died in Michigan already pulling deer out of the woods. There's an ATV thing. I mean, you know, everybody talks, oh, go have a great time at deer camp out in the woods doing whatever, whatever. There's a lot of dangers out there, aren't there?
Safety first.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that I think it was right before the Michigan deer opener. And I think it's even just having a small kit, because when you're at your cabins, you're not, you know, down the road from an urgent
and
care.
Terrible service out there.
Yeah, I mean, so it's just a matter of, you know, do you have some gauze? Do you have some Band-Aids? Do you have Sturry strips? Do you have... It's sticking your teeth.
Mine, what are you doing
that's
there?
From my other stuff. That's from the bagel.
It gets interesting with... I was out at deer camp last weekend, and one of our guys, bright and early on Saturday morning, did get a deer, but... Ooh, didn't sharpen his knife. So, you know, I mean, again, are you prepared?
I got a good friend, fell only 6 feet out of a deer stand and was in like a body cast. 6 feet.
I think that's the worry that I'm not a hunter, but I've talked to plenty of friends who the big worry is when you go up in a tree is, are you tied in and how are you tied in? Because long days. That's a long day out there. And now you start dozing off.
And your feet get almost like numb. You can't feel it for a while.
You can't get up and walk around
exactly.
the tree.
Exactly.
So, it's a big challenge. So, I mean, it is a matter about, and then you did talk, John, about, you know, okay, great. You've shot the deer. Adrenaline's going. You've gutted it. Now you got to pull it back. And you got to pull it back 500 feet, 1,000 feet. That's not easy.
Dead weight. I mean, there's something to be said about that. And like I said, three guys all died of heart attacks. And one of the things, as they said, when it's cold and you're just sitting, then all of a sudden you have this huge adrenaline surge and you're doing something like that, that your heart's just not ready for that.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's sad because you want to make sure everyone's safe out there and just take care of, you know, it's easier to say, hey, let's bring another person in. But I get it. I mean, last year we were at a place and shot a deer. And he went to ask someone to come in and help him out. By the time they got back out there, there was a nice bear with the deer in his mouth. And
you know what I heard one night before I left the stand I'd never heard before? A pack of coyotes going crazy. That is one of the eeriest sounds I've ever heard in my lifetime.
Mm-mm.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
If you don't get the hairs on the back of your neck standing up, something's wrong.
Yeah. So it's, you know, you just have to be prepared. You know, and hopefully that, you get that 30-point buck, or if it's a 5-point, 6-point, 10-point, doesn't matter what it is. Just get it out safely.
Have somebody on call somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Yep. Mark Houston, Bell Sports Medicine, back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.